Today's daf is Masecha Bracha daf Memchet. The Gemara establishes that Birkat HaMazon is a mitzvah from the Torah based on the words in Parshas Ekev, Achalta v'Savata v'Rachta. The following words after this, as Hashem Elokecha La'aretz HaTova, teach about the first three brachot of the benching, first four brachot if you include Zimun, as Hashem Elokecha teaches me Zimun, Ala Aretz teaches me Birkas Aretz, and HaTova teaches me Birkas Yerushalayim. These are biblical. Three perspectives in the Rishonim to understand this. Tosos and Brachos and Daf Tazayin and Aleph says in the Halacha that a worker only says two Brachos, combining Bona Yerushalayim and Ala Aretz, says this is possible because of the principle of Yesh Koch B'yad Chachamim Lakor Davar Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Tasu. You see, the Chachamim came along and they're uprooting something that the Gemara clearly learns out from Psukim, and they're uprooting it. They're Okar Davar Min HaTorah. They're Okar something that the Torah says we have to do. Min HaShev Al Tasu. We're saying it, we're combining it, and so it must be that all three are from the Torah, according to Tosos. Otherwise, what a Kiryat Minotaur is there by combining three into two? We're taking three brachos, putting into two. We're not uprooting anything if there aren't three that need to be said in the first place. And the array of Mitzvah Chavdal said the same thing. Magen Avraham Kuf Tzedek Alf, Siv Katan Gimel quotes the Rif as holding the same. So we have a number of Rishonim already that back this idea that the three brachos that we make, Azan, Hamazon, the first bracha, Azan Asakol, Al Artzul Hamazon, the second bracha, and Bani Yerushalayim, as being from the Torah. The second opinion is Rashi on Brachos Daf Tazayin Alf, the same Gemara, says that the Doraisa isn't on the three Brachos, but rather three concepts of Mazon, appreciating, and Mazon is the bread, the food that we eat, the meal we eat, Hodala Aretz, appreciating the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael, and Binyan Yerushalayim, building Yerushalayim. This explains Tosa's question, how Chazal condensed three into two Brachos by worker, says Rashi, it's not a problem. He's never telling us we have to have three Brachos, it's the three comments. Three concepts mentioned in when we bench. The Rashban, Daf Memvav, says this way as well. So it's a second approach in the Rishonim. The Ramban, the third approach, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Brachos, Perak Beis, Halacha Aleph, in the Rambam, that the text, commentary in the Rambam, Kesef Mishnah, that the text, the Birkas HaMazon, is not fixed, and one can use any wording, and there is only one bracha required from the Torah on Mazon. When the Gemara learns the obligation of Birkas HaMazon from Achal Devesavat Devarach, so that's the three opinions. When the Gemara learns this obligation from Achalta V'Savata Rachta, which of the words of Achalta V'Savata were they focusing on? Were they eating, focusing on the eating? Were they focusing on the satiation, on the Sviya? We know from Brachos Dav Chafam Beis that one is not required to bench if they have not eaten G'day Sviya. So will Sviya be enough? Or do the rules of Achila Kedarka, if they eat in a certain way, and Achilas Kezayis B'Chadei Achilas Pras, if we eat within a certain amount of time, a time frame, do this also apply in order to require a Birkas HaMazon? The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Yud, Siv Katan Aleph, quotes the Knesset Zagdola. We mentioned this in another episode that the Knesset Zagdola Paskin, that a person who's eaten to satiation but did not eat a Kezayis B'chadei Achilas Pras is required to bench. Magen Avraham argued in this and thought that you also require Achilas Kezayis B'chadei Achilas Pras, and less than this, one would not require Birkas HaMazon. However, there is a compelling chew of the Chasam Sofer in Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Tes, where he reads the Gemara and Dav Chaf. The Gemara there says that the Malachim are saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how can you take a bribe? It says, how can you be so generous to Bnei Yisrael? It says in the Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can't take bribes. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says that the Bnei Yisrael go ahead and they're lifnim mishur sedin. They do things that are beyond what's required of them. And what's the example? That the achila requirement of kezayis is a chumrah, that they're eating up to kezayis in a kibetza. So says the Chasam Sofer, we see from here that it wasn't really a requirement to begin with to have a kezayis when you're eating in order to make a birkas HaMazon. Therefore, one could be full and less than a kezayis, maybe a person who's sick, for example, and that person would be required to make a birkas HaMazon. Lemaisa, it's best to ensure a person eats a kezayis, b'chadei achilas pras, within a certain amount of time and recite the full text, Birkas HaMazon, to make sure that we cover all of our bases.